Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 175. Welcome to the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
Are you too trusting? I have a couple of stories for you. One is a true story and one is a fable. So I'm going to let you decide whether you are too trusting or not, but I want you to have a listen to the stories first. So it's story time. So there once was a young man who worked in a busy city centre nightclub. Worked as security, worked as a bouncer, doorman, whatever you call it in your neck of the woods. So on this particular night, there was somebody in the nightclub who was causing a lot of trouble, trying to start fights, aggressive behaviour, inappropriately pinching people, spilling drinks, and just generally being a nuisance. You understand, you see the picture. So the young man that was working there, this young doorman, helped this person vacate the property. So helped via semi-carrying them out. Not in an aggressive or an overhanded, vicious manner, but single-handedly carried them out. The person didn't want to leave, obviously, so resisted a little bit. And unfortunately, there were stairs leaving this nightclub. So the person tripped up over the stairs and fell on the ground. The young doorman tried to immediately help the person up. And at this stage, this is when the story turns. So when the person was being helped to their feet, they immediately locked their teeth on the inside of the young doorman's leg and latched on like a Staffordshire Bull Terrier dog. So obviously it was a bit of a fright to the young doorman, who was getting bitten in a sensitive area of the inside of the thigh, and he proceeded to attempt as best as possible to remove this man's teeth from his leg. He managed to do so, and the man ran off down the road. Now, the young doorman, I should probably tell you at this stage, knew that he was going to need a tetanus shot and really, really, really did not like injections or needles. So this was probably a part of where his anger originated from. So he took off after the man down the street, and a main busy city centre street too. The man perched himself on the steps of a large hotel. As the doorman proceeded to approach the man, he told him to get to his feet, but the man refused. He had slumped onto the steps and was not standing up. The young doorman told him if he did not stand up, that he was going to strike him where he sat. The man still would not stand up, and he received a roundhouse kick in the face for his troubles. At that exact time, there were guests of the hotel leaving the hotel, so the whole situation was witnessed. The employers immediately fired the young doorman and waited for the situation to blow over, and then they eventually attempted to rehire the young doorman, but he was not interested in working there anymore. That's the first story. I'm going to get to the moral of the story now in a second, or the several morals of the story in a second. But I want to go through the second story. Do I still have your attention? This is worth listening to. You may have heard it before, you may not have, but it's the fable about the scorpion and the frog. So a scorpion, which can't swim, asks a frog to carry it across a river on the frog's back. But the frog hesitates, afraid of being stung by the scorpion, but the scorpion argues that if it did that, they would both drown. So the frog considers this argument sensible and agrees to transport the scorpion. But midway across the river, the scorpion stings the frog anyway, dooming them both. The dying frog asks the scorpion why it's stung, despite knowing the consequence. To which the scorpion replies, "I couldn't help it. It's in my nature." I'm not sure if you've heard that story before or not, but that and the first story I told you have, there's morals to them. Right, so let's go through it. Number one, sometimes people will turn on you even if or even when you're helping them. That's the first harsh reality, so to be aware of that. Number two, sometimes people won't have your back, or support you, or remain loyal. Don't bother expecting the cavalry to arrive. And that's another harsh lesson. Actions have consequences. So beforehand, preferably, decide if you're willing to pay the price. And when I say beforehand, even if you're in an emotionally charged state, you have to be able to evaluate what could potentially happen due to your actions and make the decision as to whether it is worth it or not. Yes, sometimes in the moment. Sometimes it's easier for people to blame you than it is to accept responsibility. And some people are willing to sacrifice themselves to see your downfall, or not even attempt themselves to imagine that their own life is that doomed that they may as well drag you down with them. That to see you succeed would be the ultimate insult to them in their life. So they can feel that strongly about not wanting you to succeed. All of this might come across as a very harsh lesson, and I do think it is. It's a harsh lesson as to the reality of what life, what real life can be like, and as well as to try to manage your own expectations of it. But despite all that, despite it being a harsh lesson, try to remain soft in your dealings with others. Try not to let it harden you to the point of bitterness, but open your eyes to the world and try not to be too trusting. You don't have to put yourself into a vulnerable position with any scorpions, especially if you have a fear of judging them to be scorpions, because by failing to appropriately diagnose the situation or the person at hand, it could spell your end. So you've got to protect yourself. There's no need to be mean to anybody, but you really need to be as trusting. Simply being aware that there are dangers, simply being aware that there are people who are dangerous to you. Now, when I say dangerous to you, by the way, if somebody kills you by accident or on purpose, it's irrelevant. You're still dead. So if somebody does harm to you, but, you know, it was an accident, you're still harmed. It doesn't matter whether it was an accident or on purpose. They were still dangerous people. So it is important to look at whether you are too trusting, whether you are too soft, whether you need to harden up on the inside, get a little bit stronger. But as I said, don't let it turn you bitter and try to remain soft in your dealings with others as much as possible. I hope that's given you something to think about. Let me know. Hit me up anytime. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.